Tim Henson, and I'll be right back with One to Grow On.
I'm really super excited because I'm finally going to meet that boy I've been talking online with.
What's his name?
Boner Scar 1962.
How old is he?
He said he was 14.
What are you guys going to do on your date?
I don't know. He said something about a shooting range.
Yeah, but Jenna,
I'm betting on a cockfight.
Jenna, what if he's a sexual predator?
What?
Hold it there. Let's just lighten up. It's just a date, okay? And so what if he's a little older than 14? Come on. Not all adults are sexual predators. And besides, you don't want to be ageist, right? Have you even been to a cockfight? Live a little.
Jenna, I haven't seen you around lately.
This morning sickness is a bitch.
How did you get that black eye?
Well,
look, do you want to study for our math test later?
Nah, I'm quitting school. Devin and I won like $50,000 betting on cockfights in the past 2 months. Then we turned around and put it all into this technology stock, which has just been going through the roof lately. And we're like millionaires now. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, check out my engagement ring. I hit myself in the eye with it when I woke up. I totally forgot I was wearing it when I fell asleep. This rock is huge!
Oh, I guess meeting that old guy online was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's One to Grow On.
Hey, freaks! It's Wednesday, August 4th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, ass injections, plus the whites killed a bitch, and Satan's puppy is a chihuahua. Lucifer's a faggot. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Looking for love? Let Distorted View daily help with today's featured Craigslist personal ad. We'll eat out dirty ass feet, even after diarrhea, calluses come, piss snot, anything you got. 29, Upper West Side. 29, 160 pounds, athletic, hot white oral sub-slut, DDF, hot ass body, tan line. Eat, swallow, all from masculine man. All juices from entire body. We'll lick and lap up dirty ass after diarrhea, stinky feet, calluses, toe jam, cum, piss, spit, snot. Whatever you want to feed this subhuman toilet, I'll swallow an open mouth right away for more. Loads of cum, piss from all men, groups. Any abuse, I'm ready now. I have poppers. Travel now or later. This has been today's featured Craigslist ad. Wait a second. Scratch that. I just found a better one that I want to read. Never mind that last featured ad. Let's try this again. Looking for love? Let Distorted View daily help with today's featured Craigslist personal ad. Black sub needs a white daddy dick for discipline. 33, Midtown. I want to suck some older white massa dicks tomorrow night. I can meet anywhere in the city, video booths, office, wherever. I'm really hungry for some white dick. It's been a long time since I had some white cock in my mouth. I need a white massa daddy to put me in my place. I'd love to be on my knees for my white older daddy sucking dick. I need to be verbally degraded and humiliated while I have your dick in my mouth, making it feel good. I'm masculine, straight, 6 foot, 200 pounds, brown complexion. I'm really a closet cocksucker that loves sucking white dick. I'm looking to suck dicks this week. We get it! You want to suck a cock, come on. Maybe this Friday or Saturday, all day long. I can be your cum bucket nigger. Oh, that's right, I forgot to mention. I love to be called a nigger while on my knees sucking white dick. So if you've got a problem with that, don't bother. If not, then to the front of the line you go. You can wrap these big nigger lips around your dick all you want. Tell me what I am while I service that manly, superior white dick. And then he included a picture of his big black lips, which I will make today's album artwork! Because the program isn't quite racist enough. There you go. There is your real featured Craigslist ad for the day. By the way, hey freaks, my name is Tim Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Of course, I've got some audio to share with you before we get into the news today. The first is from a porno called Rough Sex 2. fuck rougher. Or something. Anyways, here is a plot synopsis of what's going on here. Basically, there's one man in a warehouse. He's got a few sluts bent over. Apparently, these are the models that no one wants. And some dude pops in to see what leftovers are available.
Yeah, I gotta put you. Hold on a sec. Okay.
You can tell he's an important businessman because he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta put you. Hold on a sec. Okay. Hey, Mickey, what's up, man? So I gotta get rid of some stale meat. My buddy just walked in. I'll see if I can't phone up these pieces of shit real quick.
He keeps referring to the bitches bent over, assholes gaping, as the stale meat.
All right, I'll call you back. Mick, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right.
What's up?
What do you got?
Nothing worth much. Some stale meat, really.
Now, see, that's not a good salesman. Like, even though it is technically stale meat, you want to package it so it's desirable. You want to make a sale still, right?
Fuck, nothing worth much. Some stale meat, really.
It doesn't look like it.
Couldn't get rid of them end of the month. Look at that one, popped wide open already.
Yes, that bitch does have a wide, blown-out hole.
What's up with this one here? She keeps getting sent back, fucking, I don't know, man. Stinks. Nobody wants it.
That hole stinks.
What's up with this one here? She keeps getting sent back, fucking, I don't know, man. Stinks. Nobody wants it.
We've had a blown-out hole, a hole that stinks.
He's got bad timing, don't I? Yeah. Well, you know, you got to come earlier.
Yeah, this one kind of looks familiar.
Mexican meat market.
Ah.
Worthless.
A worthless Mexican.
What's up with this?
So again, we've got a worthless hole, a stinky hole, and a Mexican.
What's up with this?
All very undesirable.
What's up with this? Hey. Another throwback, man. Nothing but complaints. Couldn't give her away. God damn. Now it's shut. We fucking closed up. See what I mean? One selling point. We get to it, it's shut.
And that hole is too tight. It's sealed shut. Now, I should mention that included in this clip is an outtake. Apparently... Even though the name of this movie is Rough Sex, they were too rough with one of the girls, and she breaks down. And when I say they're being rough, I mean verbally. Like, she had some hurt feelings. See, this is where the piece of meat speaks up.
No.
No! And you know that there's a problem. At least the cameraman and the director did.
Is it, you want to turn those fucking things off? It's really polite.
This will make a good bonus feature on the DVD. How we broke a bitch down. I mean, you did realize what you were signing up for. Rough Sex 2.
Con, grab your wrap. I don't think we're gonna continue this.
By the way, that director, I think, directs every single porno in the San Fernando Valley because he's everywhere. He's the one with the speech impediment that I'm always making fun of. Shit it out. Come on, shit it out. Does anyone have the shit it out clip? Because I think I lost that one. The speech impediment director. Lick up a hole. Shit it out. All right. So there you go. A little bit from Rough Sex 2. Switching gears to children, a seamless transition, really. I don't care for children, I don't like them. But what I do find funny is when they get angry. And here is another example of an angry kid at the zoo.
Jeffrey, what happened exactly with the other kids?
Well, the kids, first I'm gonna see, let's go to the zebras. And then I said, when she said the zebras were done, let's go to the giraffes.
And what happened?
And then the gorillas, and I'm wasting my time to see the lions, the pumas, the bears.
What the hell did this kid want to see? He just named every single animal at the zoo.
I'm sorry.
Mama, wasting my time. The kids, Papa.
So you didn't get...
The toucans in the dark spooky cave.
Oh, and you didn't get to do what you wanted to do?
No. I really wanted to make the stay good. I was trying to.
And what happened then?
Oh, kid, this is just a precursor to what life is really like. It's just one constant shitty day after another where you don't get to do what you want.
Every day I go to the zoo, but now I want the stay to be totally terrific, and you guys, all the kids, made it go to the only gentle animals. I want to go to the otters.
Wait a second, he...
Only gentle animals.
He just named pumas and lions, didn't he? Those are not gentle animals. So he wanted to see the vicious otters.
Only gentle animals. I want to go to the otters.
This kid is stupid. I'm glad he had a crappy day at the zoo.
Okay, well,
asshole.
Do you want to maybe,
Even children can be assholes, you know?
Do you want to come back another day and do it Jeffrey's way?
Yes!
Okay.
No harmony, just Elsa. I think
harmony is not allowed next time. She's the real mastermind behind this zoo fiasco.
I think Harmony, one of the girls, is trying to make the days worse. Because Harmony, she made us just go to zebras, giraffes, gorillas. I don't like it.
Okay.
Let's go.
There you go, little kid perturbed about the zoo. Final clip I want to share with you today is a dude on Salvia. I don't know if you guys remember. We've talked about this before. Salvia is a still legal drug in many, many states. They're trying to outlaw it. Basically, you smoke it, and it fucks you up. Here is a guy who supposedly is already schizophrenic and on medication, so this is a good combination for him. Let's smoke some Salvia while on your antipsychotic meds.
And it's intense, but it'll be over in three.
I hate fucking people that do drugs. Not because they do drugs, but because they're all experts.
And it's intense.
And it, let me tell you, it's intense.
And it's intense, but it'll be over in 3 minutes.
Dude, is this the Players Club?
That's the Players Club. Just remember, it'll be over in 3 minutes.
It's good thing I took my antipsychotic tranquilizer.
No doubt. The man in
Oh my god, I hate... I hope they both overdose and fucking choke on each other's vomit.
Hold it in for 10 seconds. Hold it deep in for 10 seconds.
Oh, I hate his voice.
One.
Such a...
Two. Three.
Fucking hippie
four.
Douche.
Yeah, that's four, about
Making
5 seconds,
angry.
But yeah.
All right, look. So he smokes the Salvia. Here is the aftermath. By the way, this takes place in the dude's bedroom, and of course, it's just a disaster, a mess.
You need help? I'm here for
He's
you, buddy.
Falling down.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Speaking babble.
What do you need?
You know who he sounds like? Yes, the legendary Stardust Cowboy. All right. Or the Shabby Shiki Girl. All right, so this continues on here. Let me just... keeps falling over and hitting his head like on desks and shit. Like, he's doing some damage to himself. He's pulling down dressers and...
Holy shit.
About every 30 seconds, his friend says stuff like, all right, you should be coming down now. You should be coming back, right? And he never does. It takes a good 7-8 minutes for this guy to regain some sort of consciousness. Mild convulsions. Let's fast forward a bit here. Still breaking
back
stuff.
Yet?
No! He is not back yet. Does it A, sound like he's back yet, and B, he's still talking about tasting rainbows? What does it mean?
Intense, huh?
All right, let me fast forward to the part where he's actually able to speak again.
Oh, yeah, fine.
It's extremely intense.
Yes, I'm much better. No, I get everything. There's, I don't know, I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen everything but the fucking bottom of the sea. You fucking better believe I believe. Just fucking believe I'm in the Holy Land. Whoa. Hold on.
Yeah.
Fucking A. And one of those, you better believe. Fucking A, man.
Yeah.
So you better tell me I'm crouching on my fucking life. Is the wall coming out right at me? Is it? I asked you, is the wall coming right at me?
No,
pretty sure the wall's not moving there, bud.
Okay.
Rolling.
You're not fucking sure, man.
We're back in Vinny's room. For the dimension that you were in.
I knew it. I could fucking push in and out.
Yeah. That was intense.
See,
huh?
Are you close enough? Do you want me to try?
No. Nah. Now's about the time to come back to sanity, but when I smoked
that's
it,
cool.
I went to another dimension. That's how it works.
That may be sane, bro, but it, nothing about the way I feel about people in the world and all that shit. All that anyone needs. The whole world. I don't mind.
What?
Doesn't make me at all. Just wonder who else is fucking taking this trip. That's all.
Fucking
I'm
me.
I'm wondering.
Me and Royal.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
To concept reality, physics, up, down, left, right, fucking.
It's all out the window.
Math, to gooblygock, fucking. The alphabet, fucking. Chinese. I don't get, you know, all languages of all types. All
right.
In the world. Should meet.
He sounded more sane when he was actually thrashing about, mumbling.
I know, it's not hard to complain about. I'm not complaining. It's fucking... It's different. I'm making a statement. Damn it. It's cool. Everybody's with me, man.
Most yes. people dislike it. I like it.
Well, it's
fucking spiritual, isn't it? It's intense.
Just fucking plug your talkie hole. Spiritual.
I was worried about you for a minute, but now I see that it helped you out, right?
Yes, I think so.
You wouldn't want to do it all the time, but...
My opinion of what's good and what's bad, yeah. which is probably bullshit. But, well, yeah, I'm okay, fine.
He's thinking clearly now.
I would rather it be like this than...
I don't care about his opinion on shit. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Oh, America, I never stop working for you, and all I ask for in return is that you sign up for the Sideshow. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. Think of it as a donation. Let me be your charity case. I'm fine with that. But you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Plus, special programs like Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday, which he posts every week on the Sideshow. It's all up at superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, we've got a new post office box. So if you have something you want to send me, it is Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. I'll be accepting birthday gifts throughout the month, so get yours in now and make Timmy happy. Ting! In return, I shall let you live. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Time for a Distorted View Health Watch warning. Don't fucking inject shit in your ass. And that's one to grow on. Do butt crunches or something. Don't inject silicone in your pooper. The quest for beauty may have proved deadly for a 22-year-old California woman who died after receiving silicone injections in the ass cheeks. Autopsy results are pending, but Myra Lissette Contreras is believed to have died from respiratory distress. Boy, what kind of doctor was administering the injections? He totally missed her ass and must have injected her neck or something. Respiratory problems? That makes no kind of sense. Stories like this are all too common, said New York cosmetic surgeon Dr. Michael Caine. Every year, someone dies in this country from illegal silicone injections. One person dies in all of the whole vast land of these great states of ours. Those are actually pretty good odds. I would totally recommend silicone ash injections now. I mean, think of the money you're saving, and the risk of death is super low. All right, these buttock injections are usually done by unlicensed people because I don't know any licensed professional who would inject large amounts of silicone into the body. In many cases, underground silicone injectors use industrial rather than medical-grade silicone. Well, that makes sense. You need a higher grade because you're going to be sitting on your silicone ass. You don't sit on your tits. You know what I mean? All right, the lucky victims develop thick scar tissue. The unlucky ones die, often from pulmonary embolism, in which silicone escapes into the bloodstream and causes a clot in the lungs. Police are looking for two sisters in connection with the case. Investigators say one of the sisters, Guadalupe Vivaros, 53, claimed to be a physician in Mexico, but is not allowed to practice medicine in the United States. That makes sense. The women came under investigation after one victim told police they had experienced ill effects after being injected in the ass or face. I can't remember if they poked me in my face or my ass. The events are very blurry. In some cases, the filler had hardened solid, police said. Guadalupe and her sister Alejandra. No, no, Lady Gaga, not now. Not ever. Not on this program. Not on my watch, bitch. All right. Finishing up with the story here, Guadalupe and her sister Alejandra, 50, jumped bail after being taken into custody on June 21st. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Connecticut. Police concluded a missing persons case Monday night when they discovered Frances Rodriguez's lifeless foot protruding from a pile of laundry on her bedroom floor. Police Captain she died under a pile of whites. Police Captain John Popick said Rodriguez likely died of natural causes sometime before 5 a.m. All right, if she died of natural causes, how did the clothes get on top of her? Meaning, after she died and collapsed to the floor, clothes were then thrown on top of her. That seems a little suspicious. Police Captain John Popick said Rodriguez likely died of natural causes sometime before 5 a.m. on Saturday when her husband awoke to find her missing from the bed in their home. All right. At the time, he assumed she went outside for an early morning walk. Rodriguez's husband reported his 60-year-old wife missing that night after more than 14 hours lapsed, during which he was unable to locate her. You didn't look in the house first? He went to work during the day and returned to find that she was still not home and became concerned. Saturday night at around 8 p.m., he reported her missing to us, so we tried to backtrack where she was. Police applied for a warrant to search the couple's home, where a detective discovered a foot sticking out from under a heap of clothing on the bedroom floor. Beneath the clothing lay Rodriguez's dead body. It appears that she was sitting on the edge of the bed when she was stricken by an existing medical condition that caused her to collapse into a rack of clothing. Ah, and then she fell to the floor. The fall knocked the rack and the clothing on top of her. It looked like someone could have concealed her body. Obviously, it was suspicious, so we erred on the side of caution and handled it as a criminal investigation. All right. Well, that's good. Good police work. Rodriguez died of natural causes, likely due to cardiac failure. He said it appears that she had been dead for several days. Now, here is my question. The husband didn't notice the huge rack of clothing that was toppled over. He didn't do anything about that. The oblivious husband. The only reason he called police was because he was pissed off dinner wasn't ready when he got home from work. I'm pissed there's no meatloaf on the table waiting for me, but I gotta tell you, it's the first time this goddamn house has been quiet in 27 years. It's so peaceful. Final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, this story comes from Gulf Breeze, Florida. A panhandle man has been charged with killing and skinning his family dog because he believed it was possessed by the devil. Now, I understand killing the dog because he thought it was possessed by the devil, but then he went ahead and skinned it and burned it and shit. The county sheriff's office reports that deputies responded Sunday to a Gulf Breeze home where a 25-year-old Matthew O'Foot had reportedly killed the dog. Investigators say Foote calmly explained that the 7-year-old Dachshund Chihuahua mix, menacing dog, was possessed by Satan. He reportedly showed no emotion while he described how he stabbed the dog several times, skinned it in the backyard, burned the body in a shallow grave, and threw the skin and entrails in a nearby wooded area. That's a monster. That's how my dad would handle killing and disposing a dog. Rusty the hamster got old and went crazy, right? He was acting crazy, and so dad killed him because he
did. He killed him.
With a shovel.
Not with a shovel.
How did he kill him then? He put him in a plastic bag.
He just banged his little head on the pavement.
Okay. What did dad say? He did not. I can hear him in the background. He's denying it.
No, he didn't use it. I don't know where you got the shovel at, but no, he just banged his little head on the pavement and yeah, you did, and then you went and then you went in the woods and you buried him.
With a shovel, right? That's maybe that's where the shovel came in.
Well, that's where the shovel came in probably. Dad, I did not kill the hamster.
It's too late. We know. Everyone knows. If you want to hear the rest of that epic phone conversation, you have to sign up for the sideshow. You actually hear my dad's version of the story, which is not based in reality at all. All right, finishing up with the story here. The guy reportedly showed no emotion as he described how he stabbed the dog several times, skinned it in the backyard, burned the body in a shallow grave, and threw the skin and entrails in a nearby wooded area. Foote was charged with a felony count of animal cruelty. He was being held without bail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to today.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in with a you're a freak moment. Back when, BP was having those, still having those issues with clogging up of the oil hole.
Right.
And they were using that dispersant to break down the oil, and it started raining oil, and everyone was complaining and having a shit because it's hurricane season. I think I was the only one that was kind of stoked at the possibility of a fire hurricane. That would have been biblical. Anyway,
yeah.
Stick-o.
All right. Thank you for that interesting observation or idea. Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Did you get it, Tim? Dr. Barry Badtouch, freelance pediatric gynecologist. Just calling in to inform you that you had already read the story about the off-duty police officer with his two daughters at the baseball game getting thrown up on.
Oh, really?
You read it as a news story probably about a month ago.
Oh.
But it's nice to hear the news audio as well.
That's what threw me for a loop.
I just figured that,
and also, I can't remember anything that I talk about on the program.
Hey, Tim, it's civil distress. And, I've kind of noticed that you've been getting sicker lately.
No.
And
I've been sick once. This is a minor cold.
I actually had the same problem, and I found out that there was, something in my pillow that had, it was making me sick because my face, would, of course, be right up against it, and whatever was wrong in the pillow, it would, get in
me. How did you find that out?
Just get sick for weeks.
No, I'm not. That's not happening to me.
Happy birthday, Penny Boo.
Birthday.
Underage listener Sam from Kentucky.
Hi, Sam.
Well,
Kentucky, where education
pays. Know your freak one moment.
Okay, go ahead.
I just started school up again.
Yes.
One of my teachers had a list of favorite music artists. Because all teachers are retarded and want to know all about us. And I listed Corey Sunday and Tonetta.
Nice. I hope your teacher went and then probably looked up Tonetta on YouTube or on the internet.
Here with the James Henson, special member Rick Slather, wishing you a very happy 30th birthday.
Is your teacher listening to Corey's Thank God for Abortion song?
30th birthday, and now I know
thank
it's
you.
Played after the fact, but you have to admit that late played voicemails with birthday wishes are the gift that literally keeps on giving. Have a happy one, or hope you had a happy one, or Hope you at least had a tolerable one.
Yes, it was very tolerable. Good.
Hey, Timmy Boo, sweet rectum. I am mailing you Gag the Fact 2
Yay!
Tomorrow. By the time you read this, I mean, by the time you play this, may actually be halfway there.
Yeah.
So I hope
I can't wait to play Gag the
good
Fact.
Good birthday present.
I'm sure I'll be able to get some good audio from those fags gagging.
Don't too hard to that, baby.
Those gagging fags.
Sprain your wrist or, I don't know. Bring something.
All right. Well, thank you very much again for Gag the Fag 2.
This is the Raping Air Buddy. And okay. I just remember him from Texas calling
in.
Hey, man, just a weird little
side.
I found out here. apparently, the guys who did Auto Tune the News also did the Bed Intruder song. You played a bit of audio a little while ago.
Oh, okay. I thought I gave credit to them.
In her own bed, and
thought it could have been
really
the Auto Tune the News
black
people.
Person, talking about how he's an idiot and they're going to find him.
Right.
Well, Shmo Yoho is at it again, and I sent it to your email, and I'm kind of noticing a trend here. Every time you release some golden bit of audio, they seem to have auto-tuned it within the next few days.
Interesting observation.
Jigu Tim, it's all your fault. Now, whenever I try and give my small child some juice to drink...
You get an erection? No, that's not right. That's inappropriate.
Juice to drink, I get a song stuck in my head. Sip, sip, sip on my juice box. Sip, sip, sip on my juice box.
That's Lasexaflex, not me.
Hey, Tim, it's Civil Depressed. Can you tell me your voicemail number? I want to call and leave you a message.
Oh, it's the emo version. Civil Depressed.
Hey, am I speaking? A newer listener.
Ooh,
and,
welcome to the program!
For the side show when
new
I
freak.
Get a
sure, sure.
But I'm here to tell you about a new fetish that I have recently heard of. It's like a balloon fetish. I don't know what the name of it is.
A balloon fetish?
And basically all it is a guy gets it could be a girl, gets off and watching a balloon pop, and obviously when the balloon pops,
I may have heard of that.
So I don't know if you want to Google that and look it up.
I absolutely do want to Google that, and I will. All right, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
It's different. I'm making a statement. Damn it. It's cool. Everybody's with me, man.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you are not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. And, of course, we'll be back on Friday to end the week with the big, well, I guess it would be the big Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Everybody.